All right, 1, 2, 3, check. This is Effective Mindset Podcast, episode 1 of Unscripted Sermon. This one is about NPCs, eugenicists, and Zionists. Let's go.
1 month ago, Vigilant News published a powerful video as a tribute to the citizen heroes of our time, the uninjected. Let's take a look at some of that clip now.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. Get vaccinated.
So you basically said this is going to be like, well, it's almost like, you probably don't see it like this, the two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep.
Yeah, if you are anti-mandate, you are absolutely anti-vax. I don't care what your personal vaccination status is. If you support, champion, give a green light, give comfort to, support anybody who argues against the vaccine, you are an anti-vaxxer. Absolutely. Your personal vaccination status is utterly irrelevant. If you campaign against the mandate, if you campaign against people being vaccinated in vulnerable settings, teachers in classrooms, I'll be really clear. At that point in time, people are actually supporting the idea of a teacher being unvaccinated in a remote community classroom with kids who cannot be vaccinated. I reject that. I still reject it. And if you are out there in any way, shape, or form campaigning against this mandate, you are absolutely anti-vax.
See how aggressively they were addressing the people that, you know, so-called anti-vaxxers, right? How aggressively they were speaking about those who actually exercised common sense. How aggressively, how disrespectfully we were all treated. Everyone who was asking questions was just shrugged off as a conspiracy theorist, science denier, anti-vaxxer, whatever. Yes, I am an anti-vaxxer at this point, because at this point, following 3-year thorough research, and by thorough research, I mean I have read at least 15,000 articles about vaccines, about efficacy of them, all of them, not just the COVID vaccines, but all of the vaccines, about whether or not they actually work, about the whether or not the diseases that they were supposed to prevent from actually have gone away following the vaccinations, or maybe were there other events, whether or not those diseases existed in the first place, etc., etc. Same with the viruses, same with everything else. Look how aggressively they were attacking us. It is, you know, your personal vaccination status is utterly irrelevant. It is utterly irrelevant. I don't care. If you are in any way, shape, or form opposed to these mandates, then you are an anti-vaxxer. Okay, so let's make one thing clear to all of you brain-dead NPCs out there, to all of you sheep, with all that gene therapy, the so-called gene therapy, with all that poison circulating in your bloodstreams. Let's make one thing clear. You are the problem, because you complied since day one, because you let the media scare the fucking shit out of you. You never once thought to, hey, maybe, you know what, maybe I should look into this myself. You never once thought that it would be a good idea to actually ask questions. You never once thought that doing your own research could actually open your eyes and stop you from allowing them to inoculate you with that poison. So you are the problem. Are they the problem? The perpetrators of all this, of all these horrendous crimes over the past 3 years? The lockdowns, the mask wearing, you know, completely restricting your freedoms and all of that. Yes, but those people are career criminals. This is what you don't seem to grasp. This is what all of you sheep don't seem to grasp. That those people in government, those people in central government, those fucking idiots in local governments who just comply obediently because they're scared of their paycheck, You know, they're scared. They don't want to lose their paycheck. They don't want to lose their income. They just do as they're told because that is their job. Their job is to follow orders. Their job is not to ask questions, to question the authority higher up the chain of command. They are considered authority for some reason, to some degree, by the population. You know, like even people who work in local government, such as council, local district council, parish council, whatever. Even those people are considered some form of authority by the masses, by the population, okay? So those people's job is to follow orders coming from higher up the chain of command. And higher up the chain of command is the central government. And those people are career criminals, okay? They commit crimes as a part of their daily job, daily routine, okay? To them, it's nothing new. Taking bribes, to them, it's nothing new. Awarding the most favorable contracts to the specific companies that will then, you know, offer them kickbacks in all forms, etc. Those people are compromised to the core because that is their job. Their job is not to serve the public, despite what you think, what you, members of the public, think. The government's job, the actual government's job, even though you probably believe that that is their job, you probably believe that they're there to serve you. The truth is they're not there to serve you. They are there to serve the interests of the highest bidder, the interests of those who will offer them kickbacks, the interests, the long-term interests of those behind the scenes who really pull the strings. They're not there to stand up to the authority even higher up the chain of command. No, they are there to do the bidding. They are there to do exactly as they are told. And they do just that. And they get paid lucratively, especially compared to all of you fucking NPCs out there. They get paid very lucratively, very serious money to do so. To stay in line, okay? Stay in their lane. So those people, once again, they are career criminals, okay? To expect them to serve the public in its best interests is just asinine. You are the problem, and you always have been the problem since day one. Not us, the conspiracy theorists, you know? Us on whom the media have been shitting for the past 3 years. Not us who have been questioning authority since day one, who are saying like, wait a minute. These mask mandates make literally zero sense. It makes zero sense whatsoever that I have to wear a mask as I go to a fucking cafe. But when I sit down and have, you know, at Starbucks, whatever, and have my cup of coffee, then I can take my mask off. So what? It doesn't work on dwarves? Is that what you're telling me? That the virus only stays 5 feet and above? Above the ground? What is it? Why? How come? Am I allowed? Allowed, okay? Once again, you know, that they allow you your freedoms for some fucking unexplained reason. They decide that they should be allowing you, and you comply. You comply with every step because you're that fucking stupid. You're that naive. So they say you are not allowed not to wear your mask. You have to put on the muzzle. You have to put on the mask as you go to a grocery store, as you go to a shopping mall. But in that shopping mall, if you decide to walk into Burger King or McDonald's and get yourself a burger and fries, then you can take your mask off as soon as you sit at the table. But when you stand up and need to go to the toilet, then you need to put your mask back on. And don't forget to wash your hands, as if that wasn't fucking obvious already. But it turns out that it wasn't. Turns out that it was a surprise to so many people out there. Oh, what do you mean wash my hands? I'm supposed to wash my hands? Like every time I get out of the toilet, I'm supposed to wash my hands? Yes, you dirty piece of shit. Yes, you dirty fucking sleazebag. You are supposed to wash your hands. Every single time you leave the toilet, you are supposed to maintain high level of hygiene if you interact with other people in society. It is just common decency. The government and the media shouldn't be the ones telling you to do that, because that just shows how absolutely primitive and pathetic you are. If you do not already have the common sense and common decency to maintain a high level of hygiene as you socialize with other people, as you interact with other people, as you use the social space with other people, okay? As you share the space with other people, you are supposed to, and even in the privacy of your own home, you are always supposed to maintain a decent level of hygiene. And by that I mean you are supposed to be clean. Okay, you're supposed to have your hands clean no matter what. You're not supposed to be a fucking dirty piece of shit. Okay, but it turns out that most people were completely unaware of that. At least a fair percentage of people, since the media had to tell you on the fucking TV, in the radio, and through every other means, that yes, you are supposed to wash your hands. Wow, what a surprise. Okay, so the reason why you are complicit, the reason why it is on you, after all, the reason why you are the ones complicit in this and you are supposed to take responsibility for this now, is because you complied without asking questions. Once again, do not expect the government, and I know something about it, I work for them, do not expect the most corrupt organizations on the surface of Earth to work in your favor, to look after your interests, because that is as naive as it possibly could get, okay? To expect the media that are paid by the big pharma cartel, to expect the media that are paid by Bill Gates and his fucking criminal cartel organizations, to expect the governments that are corrupted to the core by those corporate interests and by the big pharma cartels, to expect them to look after your best interests. They don't. They don't give a fuck about you. They want you to do as you are told. They want you to follow directions and obey. They want you to pay your taxes, because to them you are nothing more than a laborer and a tax cuttle. The government doesn't care about you. The government doesn't care about your best interests. The government doesn't give a fuck about you. The government does the absolute minimum it has to do when it comes to social services, when it comes to national health services, when it comes to all those things, when it comes to infrastructure, when it comes to public education. The government does the absolute bare minimum that is necessary for it not to collapse, because people would just revolt at some point, okay? So to expect that the government will look after your best interests is extremely naive, okay? The reason why I say you are complicit in this, every one of you, every single one of you who pushed the fucking vaccines on your family, every single one of you who from day one wore a mask obediently without asking any questions, who are so fucking scared of the virus that you let your grandma die at, you know, the elderly home and didn't even try and object because you were told, oh no, you know, the COVID will kill the grandma and everybody else in the elderly home, so I have to stay home, you know, I cannot see her. You know, every one of you morons who spent Christmas away from home because the government told you that otherwise you're just going to spread this deadly disease, you know. Every one of you fucking dummies who bought into this shit from day one, who pushed the vaccines on your friends and family, who lined up to the slaughterhouse to get the fucking shot yourself. Every single one of you morons is complicit in one of the biggest crimes against humanity ever perpetrated in history. And to deny that and to call me a tinfoil hat, fucking, you know, threat to society, conspiracy theorists, all the insults that I heard over the past 3.5 years, almost 4 years at this point. You live in denial. You live in the matrix. You are fully plugged in. You are unwilling to unplug. You are unwilling to ask questions because you're scared that you might lose your paycheck, because you're scared that you might get fired from your job. You are the problem. The government, again, they're career criminals. The big pharma is the most invested in all this fucking bullshit. So don't expect them to tell you the truth about their products, about how it all works, about the fact that this was all a massive psyop. because that is just as asinine, as naive as it could possibly get, to expect the government, the most corrupt criminal organization on the surface of the planet, except for maybe big pharma cartels, to expect them to say anything in your favor, to actually tell you the truth, is extremely naive. So you are the fucking problem because you complied. You are the problem because you didn't ask any questions. You are the problem because you decided to take the shot just because you had your fucking holiday tickets booked and you didn't want to miss out on your holiday. You complied because you were scared that otherwise you would lose your source of income, your shit job at the fucking rock bottom of a food chain. You were scared that you would lose your fucking 30k a year or whatever, fucking minimum wage or whatever, like an entry fucking level income. So you complied. Because, oh, what if I get fired? What if I get fired, you know? Or worse, you had a 50k a year job or a 100k a year job and you were scared for that income to all of a sudden disappear because, you know, you have a mortgage at this point. You have kids in college. You have two fucking cars on finance. So all of a sudden, you are not willing to compromise or jeopardize your income just because you refused to take the shot. So you complied. And you are the problem, because had everyone said to them, go fuck yourself, I'm not taking your shots, I'm not shutting down my business, go fuck yourselves, I am not staying home, isolated from my friends and family, I am not staying home, isolated from my grandparents, I am not going to let my grandma die in an elderly home on her own or in a hospital, I am not going to let you commit me in a hospital to a fucking ventilator, which would kill me. I am not going to let you in do any of those things. I'm not going to let you get away with any of that shit. Had everyone said that, they wouldn't be able to execute their plan, because they're not going to be able to shut down every single business if every single business owner says, go fuck yourselves. It's not going to happen. I'm not shutting down. See what happens. Try and fucking force me to close my business down. Try and force every single business owner, every single company, every single corporation, try and shut down every single store. See how many see how that works out for you. If everybody said, fuck you, it's not gonna happen. If everybody said that. But no, turns out that most people are just blind. Turns out that most people are just so fucking gullible, so naive, that they just complied for the sake of it, because it was the easier choice. Because, hey, you know what? I'm just gonna, you know, do what's right. It's not the right thing to do. To comply with someone else's mandates, to comply with the government's government-imposed mandates and orders that you're supposed to wear a muzzle because all of a sudden you're scared. Oh my God, there is this deadly disease. It's killing people. Oh, I better comply. Oh, I better comply. I can't wait for the vaccine. I can't wait for the government who, through the media, and for the government and pharmaceutical companies, who, through the media, informed me of this deadly threat of which I was completely unaware before. I cannot wait for them to offer me a solution to that threat, a relief from that threat that scared me to death. If you cannot see the fucking psyop 3.5 years later, pretty much 4 years later now at this point, since, you know, the first cases in China and all that. So it's been 4 years pretty much. Late 2019 is when they executed it, okay, in China. And early 2020, March 2020, was when they first implemented the first lockdowns. So if 4 years down the line, 4 years down the road, if you are still incapable of actually seeing what happened, of actually perceiving this thing as a psyop that it was, then there is no hope for you in the coming years. Then you will not make it through the coming years. Because they will get rid of the dummies. They will get rid of the morons, of the fucking retards. Because they've been trying to get rid of you fucking retards since day one. And I'm the fucking asshole. I'm the bad guy because I try and open your eyes. At this point, I don't give a fuck. At this point, I honestly don't give a fuck. anymore. Because I've been trying for 3 years, and for 3 years I've been ridiculed. I've been shat on. I've been called all sorts of insults. My own family members were trying to push the fucking lethal injections on me. Because they were like, hey, you know, I wish you could just be like everyone else, you know. I wish you weren't fucking crazy. I wish you could just, you know, just take the vaccine, you know, so that you don't end up on a ventilator. You know, everybody, almost everyone in my family took those fucking deadly shots. Almost everyone in my family just wanted to, you know, go on holiday, just wanted to keep their job, even though it's not a job worth any sort of accolade. You know, most of them just work like fucking entry-level shit jobs. Jobs that could be replaced in a heartbeat. That one day you're fired from your job, the next day someone's already filling your shoes, and they already have taken over. It's not like it requires some super difficult training. It's not like it requires some cooling off period. None of that shit. You get fired from your job for non-compliance. Next day, someone replaces you in your job, and it just, you know, carries on. And the company that never gave a shit about you, the company that doesn't give a fuck about you any more than just to pay you your wages, which is, you know, the remuneration for your labor, that's all it is. That company doesn't care about you. That company doesn't give a flying fuck about you. Yet, that company told you, listen, you don't get the fucking vaccine, you're fired. So you're scared. So all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna get fired. Oh my God, what am I gonna do? Oh my God, you know, what about rent? What about my car insurance? Oh my God, what about food? Oh my God, I'm so scared. And there's this deadly disease, I better just get vaccinated. You know, and all of it goes away. And it turns out all of a sudden that none of it went away. None of it goes away just because you took one shot. All of a sudden you have to take the second shot. And all of a sudden you have to, 2 months later, you have to take the booster. And all of a sudden, 2 months later, you have to take another fucking booster. And at this point, which booster are the people on? I don't know. Is it the fifth, the sixth, the seventh? How many shots the dumbest of you fucking NPCs out there, the dumbest of the dumbest, who still take the fucking booster shots at this point? Which shot are you at this point? Is it the seventh, the eighth? How many of those fucking injections did you get into your bloodstream? How much of that poison do you have circulating in your bloodstream? Are you even capable of common sense thinking? Is your cognitive function even, like, is your brain even functioning? I genuinely doubt it, even though I honestly thought that people weren't that stupid. I honestly was hoping that, maybe I'm just exaggerating. People aren't that fucking stupid. People aren't that naive. Turns out that no, most people are extremely fucking dumb, naive, lazy, and unwilling to think for themselves, do the research on their own, question everything. Most people are not interested in those things. Most people are just interested in being handed solutions so that, you know, outsource their thinking, outsource as much of all the burdens as they possibly can onto someone else. You know, if the government informed you of that threat, then obviously the government must be more competent than you, right? So you are just going to outsource all your thinking to the government. Let's just do as they say, you know? Let's just do as the big pharma says, because that's just the easier way. That's just the easier choice. So, again, at this point, I no longer give a fuck. At this point, I am not interested whether or not you make it through. At this point, all I'm interested in is holding you accountable for your compliance, for being complicit in one of the largest crimes against humanity ever perpetrated upon humanity. You are not going to get away with this. And if it's not your health that you're going to pay with, then it's going to be other forms of consequences that will come later. But you will be held accountable, because we will not forgive. We will not forget. It's not going away. It's not going away. It's only going to get worse. 2024, most of you are not going to make it. Most of you fucking idiots who complied with every step. Most of you fucking idiots who wore a mask. Most of you fucking idiots who lined up to the slaughterhouse to take your fucking injections. most of you are not going to make it. Most of you don't have what it takes to make it through what is coming. And at this point, I feel no remorse saying that. At this point, I don't give a fuck. Because you are part of the problem. Because had it not been for you, had there been more people like me, people who ask questions, who say, no, fuck you, I'm not participating in this shit. I'm not playing your fucking stupid game. No, I can do my own thinking. I can do my own research. And every single thing that I have researched points against what you are telling me to do. No, I am not playing your game. I am not participating in this shit. Because I have my own brain, which is capable of common sense and critical thinking. And my critical thinking has led me to a conclusion that every single thing you are telling me to do is not in my favor, but the exact opposite. So no, I am not going to play your fucking stupid game. I am not going to lock down in my own house. I was one of the very few people, when they imposed the lockdowns, who would just walk around town, because I didn't give a fuck. The city center was empty. It looked like Walking Dead. It was unbelievable how empty it was. I was one of the very few people out there. I would very rarely, very occasionally, see another living soul in the city, as I would just go out for a walk and sit on a bench and smoke my weed, whatever, record my podcast, the early days. There were barely any people out there. March, April, May, barely any people. And if you saw anybody, then they were already wearing a mask and they were fucking scared shitless. You know, and that would be just, you know, I'm just going to grocery store and right back home. Because there's this deadly disease, it's killing people. Wake up. Had there been more people like me who asked questions since day one, who were like, wait a minute, none of it makes any sense. Objectively speaking, none of it makes any sense. Had there been more people like me, none of this shit would have happened. But because most people are like you, most people, by most people, I mean, I don't know, 70-80% of population are like you, are willing to do as they're told, just so all of that goes away. So first, you allow them to scare you, allow them to paralyze your thinking, that is, if you were even capable of thinking in the first place. Then, you wait for the solution from the terrorists who terrorized you. Because, let's call it what it is, it's psychological warfare. It is fifth generation warfare, and you are still actively participating in it. You are still, by, you know, complying with it, you are still actively participating in it. And you are being eliminated one by one slowly. All these excess deaths, hundreds of thousands of people dying in excess compared to a few years back, you know, in every age category, in every country. At this point, again, if you are still complying, then you are complicit. And if you are complicit, then it's not going to get away. Your responsibility for all this shit is not going away. And I no longer care. Because again, had there been more people like me, none of this would have happened. It only happened because most people are fucking stupid and gullible and naive and primitive and lazy and unwilling to think for themselves. Instead, they just want to take it easy. They just want to, you know, I just want to be happy. Can't you just relax? I just want to relax. I just want to play my video games. I just want to drink my soy milk. I just want to eat my, you know, fast food. I just want to watch my TV show on Netflix. You know, I just want to watch my favorite movies. Can't you just relax? Can't you just be like everyone else? Can't you just, you know, just relax, you know? You know, why can't you find a girlfriend? You know, I'm just... Yeah, find another fucking NPC to procreate with to breed more fucking dummies out there. What a brilliant idea. No wonder those fucking Illuminati scumbags want to depopulate the Earth. Because they are sick of this shit. They are sick of where it has gone. They are sick of how stupid the people have become. That's what the fucking Bill Gates' intentions are. That's what the fucking World Economic Forum, what all those think tanks, all those NGOs are trying to do. They're trying to get rid of retards. Because they see the human race is collapsing already from within. Because of how fucking stupid we've become. So no, I'm not a eugenicist, but I see their fucking point, unfortunately. And as much as I am completely against it, I am into populating the planet rather than depopulating when it comes to breeding between fucking idiots, between the dumbest of the fucking NPCs, which just happens to be 70, I don't know, maybe 80% of people out there. Yeah, I am not too keen on you fucking idiots procreating and breeding more fucking idiots, okay? When it comes to that, I see their fucking point. Unfortunately, it is sad, but it's true that,
why can't you just relax? Why can't you just watch a movie? Why can't you just play your video games, you know? Why can't you just, you know, just relax, you know? Just take the vaccine and relax, you know, go on holiday. You know, find something to do with your life. Find something meaningful to do. Like, why don't you do something with your life rather than just wasting time on all those conspiracy theories, you know? That's what my own mom told me, all these things. So unfortunately, again, it all happened only because so many people out there are so fucking lazy and stupid. So at this point, no, I no longer care if you make it through. To be very honest with you, I'm not sure I ever did. But yes, the fact that the Earth is being depopulated by psychopaths is scary. And I would much rather all these fucking retards, all these fucking momos and fucking dummies, NPCs, be alive, do their fucking thing, watch their fucking movies, than see the Earth, the population of Earth, just massively declining because of how naive and stupid people are. Tell you what, I don't know about the 6 million Jews and Holocaust, because that number has been going on for a very long time before war. The Zionists have been using that number for a very long time. So I'm not too sure whether or not that ever happened. I genuinely doubt it. I genuinely doubt that all the, you know, that the Nazis killed all those Jews in those concentration camps. That they've killed 6 million people. I genuinely believe that Owen Benjamin is 100% on point when he talks about, you know, the marketing campaign with all the shoes and wedding rings and all that stuff. I genuinely believe that's another psyop by the Zionists, you know, because they're just professional victims, okay? They're like BLM. They're professional victims, you know? They're professional victims, and slavery is a choice. It always has been a choice, and it is a choice. And to make yourself a victim, oh, you know, I'm black, so I'm a victim. Oh, you know, I'm a Jew, so I'm a victim. No, you're a fucking professional victim. You play a victim because it benefits you in every aspect. And we are not even supposed to talk about you, fucking bullshitters. Because, you know, that makes me an anti-Semite, whatever. No, I'll tell you what the biggest fucking crime against humanity of all known history is. And that is not the World War II and genocide of the Jews, which most likely never happened. Or definitely not at the scale that they teach you in school, which is nothing more than a programming propaganda machine to create more labor, more workforce, more drones, you know, factory workers, office workers, people who will play ball, who will play by the rules and pay taxes, tax cattle and laborers. That's what school is for. So, no, I don't necessarily believe with all the numbers when it comes to World War II. I'll tell you what the biggest fucking crime is. The biggest crime in which you complied. The biggest crime against humanity in which you obediently, naively complied is the COVID-19 psyop and the mass inoculation campaign. So again, I don't fucking care. At this point, I don't care if you make it through, and I don't feel sorry about it. Because had it not been for you morons, none of this shit would have ever happened. We'd all be living our materialistic, shallow lifestyles, just as we did before the 2019. You know, every now and then there's a little financial crisis, then we get back on track, more or less, you know. Every now and then, the governments print more money out of thin air. But then, you know, we get back on track. But not following the 2019, the 2020, the COVID-19 psyop. No, that shit changed a lot. And a lot of that shit that they took away from us is not coming back.
because you are still incapable of actually seeing the big picture and actually saying, no, I am not playing your fucking game. So at this point, I don't care if you make it through, but you are complicit and you will be held responsible. And if not with your health, you will pay by other means. Because I'm definitely not paying for your fuck-ups. I've paid already. I've paid my fair share. I still remember, until this day, the fucking job offers from, or, you know, job advertisements from recruiters, especially that one moron. I remember until this day when he fucking sent me a job offer that, you know, paid 35 to 40k a year, which is peanuts. It's peanuts. It's a peasant money, okay? And the requirement for the job was to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19, to which I said to him, do not insult me, okay, with these fucking pathetic job adverts, with these pathetic job offers. It's not gonna happen. I am not willing to get in. And then to which he replied, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there is a deadly pandemic going on, you know, so it is a requirement for all the health workers to be fully vaccinated. To which I said to him, okay, clearly, to think that I would compromise my entire future for a paycheck, you must think very low of me, and that I consider an insult. Okay, but I still remember to this day, a guy who comes from an educational background, because he used to be a teacher, as says his resume, now he's a recruiter, and now he tells me, hey, yeah, I got this job, you know, you seem like the right candidate. We just need you to be fully vaccinated. To which I say, well, with all due respect, stick your fucking job up your ass and go fuck yourself with it. But yeah, again, I didn't comply. I'm the fucking bad guy. So be it. At least I'll make it through the next few years, because I have no doubt whatsoever that I will. And if not, if I die, then at least I died fighting for what I believe is right, for the right cause. I never compromised my integrity. I never compromised my morality. I never compromised what I stand for just so that I could get paid, just so that I wouldn't get fired from a job. Because I don't give a fuck. Because I know I'm gonna be fine no matter what. No matter what, no matter how much hardship I'll have to endure along the way, I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna make it through. And if it's gonna cost me some money, so be it. Money comes and goes. The health is something, once you compromise it with poison, let's say once you compromise your bloodstream with poison, which you then cannot extract from your bloodstream, you cannot purify your bloodstream from that moment on, well, that's something you're not gonna be able to get back. So, if you are stupid enough to take those shots, if you are stupid enough to comply to wear a mask, that's on you, and I don't feel sorry for you. I don't feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for the future of humanity, that so many of you out there are so fucking stupid and gullible and compliant and don't ask questions and don't want to think for yourselves, but instead decide to outsource your thinking to the government and big pharma cartels. Shame on you. Shame on you.